This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day with Memorial Day weekend coming up. A lot of people thinking about, well, maybe theaters aren't opened up. I don't think they're opened up in any state. I might be wrong. They might have begun opening up in some states. But we have a federal system, so it goes differently in different states. That's something that relates to the President of the United States and his statement today about opening up churches this weekend everywhere. And the President threatening to override the governors if they don't follow that policy. I don't know how. 1-800-955-1776. There's also more talk over the weekend. People looking for some entertainment theaters, as I mentioned. There are three big new movies that are opening up for streaming at home. And actually, there's some entertainment value there. We will review The Lovebirds, Military Wives, and The Painter and the Thief. Coming up on the Medved Show, we'll also be speaking with Mark Leibovich of the New York Times about Joe Biden's vice presidential search. He's just narrowed that search today because of his foolish mistake in an interview this morning. We will get to that with Mark Leibovich coming up on the Medved Show. He is the author of the best-selling book, This Town, about the crazy world of inside the Beltway, Washington. First up, I want to speak to you for a moment about a decision that is deeply consequential and deeply, deeply wrong. It is, it threatens to louse up what is already a heavily loused up institution in American life, which is our college and university system. The University of California yesterday, that's the whole system, not one of the campuses, that's a whole system. It's Irvine and Davis and Riverside and San Diego and, yes, UCLA and University of California at Berkeley, the two outstanding, most desirable and most influential campuses in the UC system. The University of California yesterday voted to phase out the SAT and the ACT, that's the Scholastic Assessment Tests, as requirements to apply to its system of 10 schools, which includes some of the nation's most popular campuses, in a decision with major implications for the use of standardized tests in college admissions. The move is expected to accelerate the momentum of American colleges away from the standardized tests amid charges that they are unfair to poor black and Hispanic students. The school system's actions, which follow many small liberal arts colleges, comes as the ACT and the College Board, a nonprofit organization that administers the SAT, are suffering financially from the cancellation of test dates during the coronavirus pandemic. This is a very serious thing. One critic of the industry estimates that the College Board has already lost $45 million in revenue this spring. And for a nonprofit corporation that does perform a real service, that's appalling. Like many colleges nationwide, University of California schools had already made the SAT and ACT optional for this year's applicants after testing dates were disrupted by the pandemic. Both companies have announced that they will introduce an online testing option for the first time coming up this fall. On Thursday, the California Systems Governing Board voted unanimously to extend that optional period for another year and then to not consider scores for 2 years when determining whether to accept in-state applicants, using standardized tests only to award scholarships, to determine course placement, and to assess out-of-state students. By 2025, according to their decision, consideration of the SAT or ACT for any student's admission in or out of state would be eliminated. So it doesn't matter how high you test, how wonderfully you do, how well equipped you are for colleges or universities, the tests don't work for you. Even for out of state students. And the reason I say even for out of state students, Cal Berkeley in particular, and UCLA to a great extent also, have a lot of foreign students. They are considered to be very desirable campuses for foreign students, and foreign students are a source of income. They pay good money, and they also raise the level. And what they're saying is that even a foreign student who gets 800 and 800 and 800, who does well on all of the testing and is clearly equipped, that can't be used in his behalf. You're going to count on the grades and recommendations of somebody writing a review in Mumbai. This is kind of nutty. It's more than kind of nutty. The Lieutenant Governor of California, whose name is Eleni Koulounakis, who is a member of the governing board, the Board of Regents, who supported the decisions, she said, "These tests are extremely flawed and very unfair. Enough is enough." What is unfair about a standardized test? Tell me. 1-800-955-1776. The standardized test doesn't measure whether you're a good person. It doesn't measure whether you're going to be a success at life. But it does measure very reliably whether you're going to be a success or college at college and university. And when people disregard tests, what they're doing is punishing people. They're setting them up for failure by allowing them to get into schools for which they are not equipped to compete. In other words, this is the whole argument against affirmative action, which is illegal, by the way, in the state of California and in the state of Washington and in other places, if it amounts to preferential treatment based on race. Can't do that. And the question is that because, for instance, Asian people, guess what, do better on mathematical portions of this test than white people. It's very consistent. It's in every state. It's all across the board. It happens. So does that mean the test is unfair to white people because Asian people do better in the math section? The idea that a differential in testing is unfair, it's nutty. And again, what it leads to, eliminating the tests, is basically trying to make things even more subjective, less objective. I mean, honestly, it's a bizarre situation. New York Times writes, some 300,000 students attend University of California schools, and six of its campuses top the list of American schools with the most applicants. Which is the most sought-after school in America that has the most applicants for admission? UCLA. That's right, my wife's alma mater. My wife has more degrees than she can count from UCLA. All of her degrees are from UCLA. In any event, the decision ran counter to a recommendation from the system's faculty senate, which voted in April to keep the SAT test. A task force commissioned to study the impact of standardized tests found that they predict college success within the University of California system more effectively than high school grades or other measures. Yes, they do, and this is a disaster. We will continue talking about it. We'll talk first to Mark Leibovich on Biden's VP hunt coming up. I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where Clear Play comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, Clear Play can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because Clear Play loves good movies. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Michael Medved Show. Mark Leibovich is the chief national correspondent for the New York Times Magazine. He is based in Washington. He specializes in national politics. He had the number one bestseller with his enormously entertaining and revealing book, This Town, about machinations within the Beltway. His most recent book is called Big Game. and it takes a look at America's leading cultural force, pro football, at a moment of peak success and high anxiety. In the great game of politics, Mark Leibovich, who's ahead right now, Team Biden, Team Trump?
Well, I mean, first of all, Michael, it's always good to be here. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, I would say that, that who's ahead right now is, I mean, as far as the biggest cultural force in America right now is the coronavirus. So that has kind of obviously stopped the story and certainly stopped the campaign and stopped a lot of life as we know it in its tracks.
How do you vote against the coronavirus?
You know, I wish there were a way, because I would vote against it. I think there would be, you know, a rare point of unanimity in this country if we could vote that way. I think, look, I mean, it's very early. I mean, people, you know, it's obviously, it's May. It's a lot less early than it was, you know, 6 months ago. Looks like Joe Biden's going to be the nominee. We don't know who's running it's going to be. But if you look at polls, you know, Biden seems to be ahead both on a national level and in key states. But, I mean, as I think both sides would be very quick to remind everyone, I mean, that's sort of what the Hillary people were saying 4 years ago, and look how that turned out. So, look, it's early, but obviously, you know, Donald Trump does not have the great economy that he was going to run on, you know, that he did a few months ago, that he does today. And it's almost, you know, inevitable that the coronavirus is going to be the dominant story of the rest of the campaign, and so, yeah, 6 months, and this obviously isn't going away anytime soon. So I think the two of them will be obviously joined pretty closely together.
Joe Biden, you write, your column is very entertaining and very revealing about the fact that there's no modesty anymore about people saying, well, no. I mean, no one would consider me for vice president. People are campaigning for it. I think conventional wisdom is that today Joe Biden narrowed the field dramatically because of his gaffe saying that if you can't tell the difference between me and Trump, you ain't black, said Joe Biden to a black talk show host. The field is now narrowed to one of the African-American candidates for vice president, don't you think?
You know, actually, I hadn't thought about that. I mean, this just happened today. I mean, I suppose it could. I mean, I think, you know, it's probably worth saying that Biden apologized within a few hours of that. I mean, it just happened a few hours later. So, I do think that one of the lessons of this campaign is that there have been a lot of premature declarations that Joe Biden is in big, big trouble. And, you know, even with African-American voters, and then all of a sudden, you know, the people of South Carolina voted, and that's, you know, predominantly in the Democratic primary, it's African-American voters, and Biden was well on his way. But, you know, I hadn't thought of it. I think that it probably, you know, I think you're probably right. I mean, it probably does maybe make a stronger case, at least in the short term, for maybe a Kamala Harris or a Stacey Abrams or one of the African-American people that is being discussed.
And of those people, do you have a sense of who would be the most effective running mate? I mean, because this is because Biden is so old. He's 78.
Yeah.
He's by a large margin the oldest nominee ever. This is really, really an important choice, no?
It is an extremely important choice. And you know, the conventional wisdom is that would argue in favor of a much younger running mate. I mean, Elizabeth Warren, senator from Massachusetts, is, you know, she's talked about as, I don't know if she put her on the short list, but she's certainly one of the three or four people that are mentioned as a potential running mate, and she ran for president herself. You know, one problem with picking her is that she's 70 years old, and, you know, so the idea that you're going to be canceling out or at least mitigating a 78-year-old nominee with someone who is, you know, a few decades younger, you know, wouldn't be in play for her. But yeah, I think that certainly, you know, Biden's age would argue for a much younger running mate. Although at the same time, I mean, I think advocates for, you know, both people close to Biden and both people close to Senator Warren would say that, you know, no one told us that we were actually voting on the future here. I mean, there's plenty of time to find other young people, and like, this is not set in stone. So Look, I mean, there are a lot of factors at work, but I do think that, I think age, I mean, it would really help if, I think it probably would benefit a candidate in their 40s or 50s at this point, rather than someone whose age begins with a 7.
Yes, I think that's entirely true, but yeah. Let me ask you this, Mark, because right now the Tara Reid thing seems to have receded a little bit. But yeah. Let's say she comes roaring back with a 60 Minutes appearance or something like that, or a documentary film, because I would very much guess that there are some conservative filmmakers, some pro-Trump filmmakers who right now are preparing a film that would include footage of Democrats condemning Brett Kavanaugh, including Joe Biden.
Right.
And then
right.
Stony silence about Joe Biden in this case. Do you think there's any chance that Biden withdraws or is not the nominee?
But he withdraws over this. I mean, I don't think there's a great chance. I mean, I think one indicator here that it might not be a story that even conservatives want to engage on is that the president himself seemed to, like, you know, pretty proactively say that I don't think this is an issue, and so much as I'm supporting Joe Biden on this, I, you know, I'm sort of on his side. I mean, he's been a sort of strong voice against, you know, what he would call false claims like these, because obviously he's got a pretty long rap sheet in his own right. So, but look, anything is possible. I mean, we've obviously been around long enough, Michael, to see that things happen, whether it's with Tara Reid or someone else or some story that isn't even on anyone's radar at this point. But yeah, I mean, there are a number of factors that could conceivably lead to Joe Biden withdrawing or Donald Trump withdrawing. So, but again, I mean, that's the sort of wide open nature of this world we live in.
It is. If you were to make a personal recommendation, who strikes you in this running mate derby as the candidate who might help Joe Biden most?
My personal recommendation would be to say something that does not get me as a journalist in trouble, Michael. You know that, but I try. You try. You know, I don't know. I mean, I thought it was a little bit certainly noteworthy that he said, I'm going to pick a woman. I mean, I think we were all surprised by that. You know, I don't think it would have been surprising if he had picked a woman running mate, but I think actually to sort of restrict himself to a woman running mate, as he did a couple of months ago, was surprising. But, man, I don't know. First of all,
okay, we will continue the conversation. Mark Leibovich's new book is The Big Game. And Mark, thanks for your columns, your contribution, and have a great Memorial Day weekend. We'll be right back.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps. SunnyBay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade. Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks. And they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As we head into Memorial Day weekend, President Trump welcoming veterans to the White House.
Together, our nation pays a mortal tribute to the extraordinary courage, unflinching loyalty, and unselfish love and supreme devotion of the American heroes who made the ultimate sacrifice, and that's what you're here for. It's the ultimate sacrifice, and it is indeed.
President Trump declaring houses of worship essential and also telling America's governors to reopen churches and other places of worship shuttered by the coronavirus pandemic. Pastor Robert Jeffress of the First Baptist Church in Dallas reminds everyone on Fox News,
"The first freedom that we have as Americans is the freedom of worship. That's enshrined in our Constitution, Harris. And I think whenever people perceive that that's being encroached upon, you're going to have a reaction."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Statement about efforts to stop the slaughter. That was the record of Woodrow Wilson during the Spanish flu outbreak that claimed at least 50 million lives around the world. The pandemic began in 1918. While Wilson was singularly focused on World War I, American soldiers sailing to European battlefields nonetheless helped spread the virus. President Wilson let mayors handle isolation and mitigation efforts in this country, and no federal strategy ever emerged. Whatever one thinks of President Trump's response in confronting coronavirus, he unequivocally affirms the need for an activist federal role. Compared to his predecessor's monumental failure 102 years ago, Trump deserves credit for his fierce focus on the challenge to health and prosperity. Michael Medved Show. I am not suggesting that Joe Biden rely on SAT scores or ACT scores for choosing his vice presidential nominee. That's sort of a snarky way of getting back to the subject that we were talking about, which is this idiotic decision by the University of California system. Janet Napolitano is the chancellor of the whole University of California system. And remember her, Democratic politician, former governor of Arizona. And in any event, the idea of getting rid of these tests, there's actually evidence, according to the College Board, which administers the test, that the Latino and black students and low-income students benefit by taking these tests because it offers an additional metric for admissions officers who might have rejected them based solely on the basis of grades because the grades might not have met the university threshold. And that's exactly the point that I'm trying to make. I'm not trying to make the point. Now, I do need to correct this because I'm broadcasting from home. My wife listens on the radio in other rooms of the house. She came in during the break because I mentioned her as having gone to UCLA and having gotten a couple of master's degrees and her undergraduate, her BA degree, and her PhD, all at UCLA. Okay. She pointed out to me, which I know, that she didn't do particularly well on the SAT test. She didn't get the kind of outstanding scores that would lead you to believe, oh, this person will be a great success in college. She was. She did extraordinarily well in college and university, and good for her, fine. This is one of those things where there are all kinds of people. My son didn't do well on the SAT test, and he ended up graduating with honors and getting an incredibly high grade average and having a, thank God, a great career and great family so far. The reason, and I thought I would share this, and I was sitting here at the desk and thinking back on it and thinking, okay, what would my dad, may he rest in peace, want me to do? And he wouldn't mind my sharing this at all. Part of the reason I feel so strongly about this is not my own experience, it's my father's experience. My dad grew up very poor. My grandfather was a barrel maker. My grandfather was 50 when my dad was born because the marriage had been interrupted by World War I and revolution in Russia and then civil war. And finally, my dad was born when my grandparents reunited in Philadelphia. He grew up in a household that didn't speak English. He had all kinds of struggles. He started working when he was 14. And he applied for something called the Mayor's Scholarship. Now, I looked it up. The Mayor's Scholarship today doesn't have a test. But when my dad graduated from high school, he graduated from high school in 1944. When my dad graduated from Central High School in Philadelphia, they offered this Mayor's Scholarship to University of Pennsylvania, to Penn, for kids who got the best scores on a very long, all-day competitive test. And there are only a few of them that were handed out. All expenses paid for Penn, and it paid for my dad for all of his years at Penn and all of his degrees at Penn. Because he did, despite his handicaps and difficulties, he did incredibly well on this test. So he won a scholarship. Look, the whole idea of opening up opportunity to people is a beautiful idea. It's a very American idea. And it seems to me that ruling out testing as part of it is just beyond foolish. Speaking of beyond foolish, is that we are going to now have a big debate. And I think it's going to be a big debate kind of all across the country at every level about when churches and synagogues should open up. And as I mentioned before, this is a very fraught issue, and it's one of the reasons that federalism is important, because opening up churches and synagogues in Montana or in North Dakota or in states that have not been heavily afflicted by the coronavirus is one thing, and local authorities should make that decision. But the idea that this should be a presidential decision made on a Friday, saying that, okay, I'm speaking here from the White House and I want this weekend for every place in the country to open up. Are there not places in the country where I think folks reasonably would prefer to wait for a week or two or something, or to go through a process? And I do think that the president has a point, and we were very critical of the governor of Minnesota. If you're going to open up restaurants and you're going to open up hair salons and you're going to open up other places, of course you have to open up the churches, because otherwise you're discriminating against them. But if those other institutions remain closed down or very limited, then discriminating either for or against religious institutions is dubious. Where the Constitution, number one, it says there shall be no establishment of religion. but also no interference with the free exercise of religion. Both are guaranteed. And I'll tell you what else is incredibly stupid, is the attack by Michigan's attorney general. This is clip number 17, Jeremy, on CNN. The obsession about Trump yesterday not wearing a mask at the Ford plant. This is the attorney general of the great state of Michigan, Dana Nessel. Listen.
The president is like a petulant child who refuses to follow the rules. And I have to say, this is no joke. I mean, you just reported that 93,000 people have died in the United States. He is in a county right now where over 100 people have died. I am 20 minutes away from him in Wayne County, where we've had over 2,300 people die. This is not a joke. And he's conveying the worst possible message to people who cannot afford to be on the receiving end of terrible misinformation. And it's very, very concerning. I think the message he sent is the same message since he first took office in 2017, which is, I don't care about you. I don't care about your health. I don't care about your safety. I don't care about your welfare. I don't care about anyone but myself. And he's continuously sent this message. And what I would say back is that even if you don't have a president of the United States that cares about the residents of this state, fortunately, you have a governor and you have an attorney general who do. And we are going to do everything in our power to protect you, even if you have a president who won't.
Okay, that's outrageous. And that she's talking about legal action against Ford for allowing him to tour their facility where part of it he was unmasked, part of it he wore a mask. This is an idiotic obsession, and it gets us nowhere. But I will tell you, we can get somewhere with an array of brand new movies that are being offered for streaming this weekend. We'll be reviewing The Lovebirds, Military Wives, and The Painter and the Thief, coming up on The MedVet Show.
Receive 50% off any download in the MedVet History Store by becoming a MedHead member. Join now at michaelmedved.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to acsh.org today.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Michael Medved Show, looking forward, as I know you are, to a wonderful Memorial Day weekend where maybe some of the ongoing political battles and outrages and claims and attacks can be put aside for a moment. And yes, there is at least one of the new films that's open for streaming that I can recommend wholeheartedly. Let's hear the very latest from Hollyweird. Okay, first is a film that I cannot recommend wholeheartedly, but it's probably the biggest film out there. It's available on various streaming services and heavily promoted. It is a movie called The Lovebirds. And the film stars Kumail Nanjiani, who was previously the star and the writer of The Big Sick. He didn't write this film. You can't blame him for some of its shortcomings. He co-stars here with Issa Rae. And the film begins extremely well. It's a romantic scene. They have just met and they're falling for each other. And then immediately it flashes forward. It's 4 years later and they're bickering, as couples do, over kind of nothing. They're getting ready for a party. They go out, and then their car gets carjacked, and they become suspects in a murder. And they listen as a bystander is reporting them. Listen.
We know he's dead, but we didn't kill him.
He, like, tripped for a murder or whatever.
We didn't murder anybody!
Okay, the guy's name is Gibran.
Run, Leilani!
And the girl's name's actually Leilani.
She's running shoe now.
Kind of slow, like she's wearing heels that look actually amazing.
Okay, then the movie is about them trying to solve and find the real murderer while they're dodging the police. There is a really strange sequence that does look like Eyes Wide Shut, that terrible old Tom Cruise, Nicole Kidman movie, where there's some kind of sex orgy involving people in tuxedos and masks. It's extremely weird, and I really am not even sure why it's there. It's something involving corruption, involving a congressman from Louisiana. Well, that's the tale. It's a shame because Kumail Nanjiani and his co-star Issa Rae are very good together. They have real chemistry. The movie has some lines that are funny. it's kind of an interesting premise, but it goes entirely wrong. The plot is preposterous. The movie's very much rated R for really pointless sex indulgences and that are not at all sexy, and some fairly sadistic violence. Because of the chemistry and a few laughs, 2.5 stars to the R-rated The Lovebirds. This is not a movie you're likely to fall in love with, but you might find it intermittently amusing. A much better film is Military Wives, which is from the same director who did the movie The Full Monty, if you remember that. But this one has a theme that's appropriate for Memorial Day. It takes place in an army base in Britain, in England. And Kristen Scott Thomas is the colonel's wife. And together with another colleague, she wants to organize a choir. Listen.
I'm Kate Barclay, Kate, Colonel Barclay's wife. Let's come up with some exciting activities to do while our service people are away.
What about singing?
Singing? I even play that thing without any music. Reading music makes things a bit stilted.
I'm not sure Mozart would agree with that.
One, two, three. That was like the incantations of a bunch of witches.
A bit dramatic.
Okay, they get better, of course, in the choir. And yes, the movie is a bit formulaic, but it is beautifully done with wonderful performances. Part of it is about the duel between the two women who are trying to lead the choir. The other woman is played by an actress named Sharon Horgan, who's excellent. The entire cast is superb. Their husbands are away in Afghanistan. And this is actually based on a true story from Great Britain. And there are points of this film that will move you to tears. The loss of outstanding young men in the military, young men and women, is one of those things that is a real experience for the British characters in this film. And for many Americans, that's what Memorial Day is about. Yes, the conclusion of the film is formulaic with people rushing to make it to a big concert, but I can't think of any aspect of the film that is less than funny, touching, and ultimately uplifting and inspiring. 3.5 stars for Military Wives. It's rated PG-13 for a little bit of harsh language at different points, but it is still extremely appropriate family viewing, particularly for Memorial Day. And that brings me to a documentary called The Painter and the Thief. And this is a documentary from Norway. The film is in Norwegian with subtitles, but most of it is actually in English. Because the painter in the title is a very accomplished real-life painter. It's a documentary, after all, who was filmed at an art opening. She has just revealed a brilliant series of new paintings. And then two of them are stolen that night, and it makes news. The painter's name is Barbara Kisilkova. And she then confronts the guy who stole the painting at trial. And that actually is filmed by a filmmaker. She confronts him and asks to paint him. And this is about the relationship of the guy who stole her painting and then disposed of it. He claims he doesn't know where it is. And the painter who created the film over a period of years. It is haunting. The characters are very depressive. This makes Oslo, Norway look like the most depressing city in the world. But it is utterly compelling. And the documentarian, whose name is Benjamin Ree, actually caught so much raw footage. The film is not rated, but it's definitely for adults only. The thief is covered with tattoos. He is a self-punishing heroin addict. And it's tough to see, imagine a film that is more impactful in terms of the devastating impact of that kind of addiction. And it's also powerful on the redemptive notion of friendship. Three stars for The Painter and the Thief. It is for adults only. Again, not rated, but disturbing sequences and of drug addiction and references to sexuality. Now, it is Memorial Day. There are two other films that I just thought I would mention because they are so much according to the theme of Memorial Day. One is Glory, which is a film from 1989 starring Matthew Broderick and Denzel Washington and Morgan Freeman. It's a true story. It is beautifully directed. It has one of the best movie scores of recent years by the late James Horner. And it's a story of the Civil War and the 54th Massachusetts Volunteers, which was an all-black regiment. At the time, of course, you only had white officers. Matthew Broderick looks just like the real Colonel Robert Gould Shaw. This is a story. It's rated R. It is violent. The battlefield scenes are very real. But what an uplifting and appropriate film about the ultimate sacrifice that people in the military make. And then, of course, there's Saving Private Ryan, which has the sequence of the Normandy landing, but also great characterizations. It's also emphatically for adults only and also rated R, of course, because of the violence. But Tom Hanks and Matt Damon and Vin Diesel and Giovanni Ribisi, and it's not just the epic battle scenes in Saving Private Ryan. It's the characterizations. I actually think Saving Private Ryan is one of the best movies ever made. And it is very much worth seeing during this weekend where we're honoring our fallen. We'll talk a little bit about that on Monday. We have a special program about the myths and mistakes people make about World War II, particularly appropriate with so many people. Actually, analogizing to World War II, as Jeff Greenfield was talking about earlier. But people have paid the price so that we can live and enjoy living every day in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.